It is Ramadan AM, and Sabir is going to be talking to Sandra Dixon about the whole saga of the desalination plant. And of course, it opens up a bigger story, and that is the fact that the city council is pumping more than 800 million liters of raw sewage into our oceans on a daily basis. And I'm kind of underestimating the numbers. And that is not treated sewage. They mulch it up and they blast it into the ocean. But
yeah, let's get Sandra Dixon's thoughts on it this morning. Of course, you've heard Uncle Shafiq just speak to Herman Smith, who is the managing director of QFS, and they were one of the companies that, you know, had won the tender for this V&A desalination plant, which, as you know, is not producing any more water. And of course, Sandra Dixon from dearcapetown.co.za. I always want to say we love capetown.co.za. Sandra, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, firstly, when we had spoken a while back, you know, with regards to the waterfront desalination plant, that time, you know, it was sort of working out. But of course, we see as of the 7th of May, things have stopped. Take us through it.
Right. I started noticing on the city's water reports that the water augmentation was nowhere near what they promised us.
Yes.
And that prompted me to visit the plants, and I discovered that there were problems at the plants. And since then, I've been following it very closely. And I as a concerned citizen, I am absolutely flabbergasted about what unfolded during the height of the drought, because the city, in the form of Ian Nielsen and Zantia Lindberg and others, kept on telling us that the desalination plants was fully operational.
Correct.
And that there were no problems. While in the meantime, now it comes to light that the first water that was produced by a desalination plant, the city deemed unfit and wouldn't accept. So why did they tell the public one thing while something else was happening in the background?
Sure. Now, Sandra, of course, you know, during your visit to the desalination plants, you know, and of course, I'm sure you would have spoken to those that were there. You know, what were some of the problems that were coming about at the V&A plant in particular?
Well, I saw that they had to install a pre-filtration system because apparently the quality of the water that came in was problematic. It wasn't according to the specifications that they expected, which they was given in the tender document to which they obviously built their plant. So what they did is, on their own expense, they actually added a pre-filtration system. And I also noticed while I was there, there was a huge container full of filters. And I thought it odd and actually sloppy that why are these people having these filters just lying around? And I asked about that. Yeah. And they told me that they had to change these filters much, much more often than what they planned or what any desalination plant would have done under normal circumstances, if they had normal seawater entering their plants.
So, of course, they didn't have normal seawater entering their plants, and that wasn't communicated to them by the city.
That is what then became evident. And with further research that I did, the Professor Pietrick and Leslie Green from the city, the University of Cape Town, did a study on the quality of the water. And we've got documentation where they actually warned the city at the time when the tender documents went out. They warned the city that the locations that they selected was not viable. And these professors felt so strongly about it that they even caught the eye of Carte Blanche. And Carte Blanche made a program on the quality of the water in False Bay and in the harbor, which the city basically just ridiculed. And Zantia Lindberg was on that program just plainly denying any accusations accusation that the quality of the water in False Bay and the harbour is questionable.
Now, we also understand that there's a legal dispute between the City of Cape Town and Quality Filter Systems, the company, you know, that's been involved in this desalination plant at the waterfront, who's basically asking that the city pays them, and of course the city hasn't been able to do so. But we also understand another company by the name of Proxa also comes into play here. Just some understanding with regards to who Proxa is, Sandra.
Right. Proxa is a company that has got, we looked at their directorship, and they've got people all over the world, so it's not a South African company as far as I can make it out.
Where are they from, Sandra?
Pardon?
Where is Proxa from, if they're not a South African company?
Their head office is somewhere in Paul. But somewhere in Paul, it's a very tiny little office. So it's definitely not a huge operation as far as the size of the office is concerned in the local area of Cape Town. But if you look at their directorship, they've got people from overseas. They've got quite a number of directorship of people that's non-South African.
All right. Now, in terms of Proxa being paid, whereas QFS wasn't paid, what do we know about that?
Right. There was a news release yesterday by News 24 where Mr. Gran, who is one of the directors of Proxa, basically was quoted saying that they are paid their fixed portion of the contract, even if their plants are not running. Because the way I understand it is that the contracts that went out, or the tenders that went out at the time, was similar for all seven of the plants that the city planned at the time, of which only three saw the day of light. And the way the tariff for the water was constructed is that, for argument's sake, QFS got paid, or is supposed to be paid, 39 rands, and this Proxa is supposed to be paid almost 50 rands. And that is made up out of a portion of, in the case of, I think, QFS, is 30 rands as a fixed portion repayment for setting up the plant, and 9 rands for the production of the water, which is two separate entities. However, it seems that the city is lumping it together, and Zantia Limburg said in a news item a couple of months ago that if and she assured the public and questions from myself that if the plants are not running, are they then still wasting the public's money? And she assured us that if the plants aren't running, the city is not paying out a cent. However, now the director of Proxa says that they are being paid if their plants aren't running. So again, there's a discrepancy in what the public is being told and what is happening behind the scenes.
Sandra, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it at that for this morning. We are pressed for time, but thanks for highlighting the issue for us once again. And, you know, once things unfold in terms of, you know, the legal matters, we certainly will be getting further comment from yourself. Thank you.